This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Today's North American Free Trade Agreement word of the day is maquilas. Maquilas. American-owned factories that line the Mexican side of our common southern border. Those manufacturers have been bracing for and to some degree embracing the much-promised renegotiation of NAFTA that President Trump campaigned on. It's not like they want tariffs to come back, but they do maintain that NAFTA as it stands now makes operating in Mexico a lot harder than it needs to be, thanks in large part to time-consuming, bottom-line-draining paperwork. Lauren Madelon reports from the maquila city of Reynosa across the Rio Grande from McAllen, Texas.
The threat to change NAFTA, maybe even end it. You'd think managers of maquilas might worry. Not the case. They see an opportunity.
NAFTA's 30 years old. It hasn't kept up with today's economy.
That's Mike Myers, a Texan who heads a maquila owned by Metal Industries, a Florida company that makes vents for air conditioners and heating systems.
We paint it, pack it, and ship it.
Maquilas are foreign-owned factories in Mexico, the majority American, that produce goods for export. They sprang up like mushrooms after the rain when NAFTA took effect in 1994. Maquilas leverage low labor costs in Mexico and duty-free access to the U.S. market, producing everything from televisions to medical equipment to computer parts.
All our consumer products are being touched in Reynosa and then shipped back to the United States because of geography.
Rhetoric around a border tax has cooled lately. House Speaker Paul Ryan said the idea where duties would be placed on U.S. imports lacks support. Mike Myers doesn't want to see a border tax. But as for NAFTA itself, that's a different story.
Again, it was negotiated with different sets of rules on both sides of the border. We have to spend a lot of time and effort making sure we're 100% compliant with the Mexican government in order to be compliant with NAFTA.
He's talking about a mountain of paperwork, a lot of it on actual paper. He has to show Mexico that all raw material he brings in from the U.S., steel, aluminum, leaves Mexico as finished product. That's how he gets duty-free access to both markets under NAFTA. But he says the paperwork Mexico demands from maquilas to prove they're meeting that threshold is intense, far more than what the U.S. asks for to show NAFTA compliance when his finished goods are shipped north.
If we're renegotiating the treaty, we ought to try and simplify things like that.
Maquilas matter for both countries. Americans pay far less for products they buy, while maquilas are one of the few sectors that consistently generate jobs in Mexico. Economist Cesar Hernandez says that if conflicting rules can't be resolved, or if NAFTA negotiations go badly, U.S.-owned factories in Mexico will have options.
Mexico has trade agreements with the European Union, with most of South America, with Japan, with Israel. So in that sense, Mexico is very well positioned.
There are other NAFTA details maquila owners want changed. Keith Patridge is CEO at McAllen Development Corporation. That's a group that promotes the interests of American-owned maquilas.
Right now, the CBP, Customs and Border Protection, hours of operation for trucks does not match the hours of operation for the Mexico aduana.
Aduana, Mexican Customs. Patridge says different hours translate into lost revenue.
Companies are more and more looking at really fast turnaround and delivery, and logistics is the name of the game.
Something else on Patridge's wish list. The digital age was in its nascent stage when NAFTA took effect. Patridge and the maquilas want an updated NAFTA to scrap paper certification in favor of all digital documentation. In Reynosa, Mexico, I'm Lorne Madelon for Marketplace.